Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hi, everybody.
Wait, are we doing an intro right now?
No, this is just the actual one.
Oh, yeah.
We literally talked about this
right before we started.
For everyone listening, we literally just talked about, I said, so are we going to film the podcast first and then do the intro or the outro? And Ryan said,
I said, okay.
Yes. And then he said, yes, we can go ahead and get the podcast over with. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm handing over the podcast rights to you as well. I know you're already trying to get through it and get over it.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm excited to talk.
Thank you.
I just went complete blank brain as soon as that thing hit record, to be honest.
And that's okay, because you know what? Actually, no, I was gonna say something funny, but it's a little sassy. I'm a little on edge today, everybody.
A little would be an understatement, but
okay, I came in with a really bad attitude. I will say, though, not to toot my horn, but I have been working on my self-awareness and verbalizing that to you and saying I am in a bad mood and it's not you, but I'm taking it out on you, and it doesn't excuse it, but it's just happening.
Yeah.
So at least you know it's not you.
Yeah, it's not me.
How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel great. That was a lot right there. That was a lot.
And welcome to our podcast. Yeah, and that is an intro. I think
that was probably the best intro we could have had.
I know, seriously. So for those of you that are confused or have no idea what's going on or are like, I signed up for That's Life with Abby Murphy and who is this man here? Basically, which you probably have figured out with if you've been listening for a while, I just kind of... let's not put our fingers in the fire, maybe.
Just getting warmed up.
Okay. If you're not watching it on YouTube right now, Ryan just currently stuck his fingers.
Not in the fire. It was like if it was a fire
flame.
Pit.
Because he doesn't have the heat on in here.
Heat's off. We're saving money in this household.
Okay. Well, anyways. So, what was I talking about? So, the podcast. So it was me, and I was just really struggling. I've been doing this for like 2.5 years now, solo, talking to myself. And talking to yourself for 2.5 years, it's a little tiring.
Wait. You're really great at that. But even for you, it can get tiring.
Me smiling, I'm like, I'm so glad that you're here right now. No, I actually am, and I'm so grateful to be sharing this with Ryan, and it's going to be super fun and awesome. And a little background on us, because you've really only... You've been on one podcast of That's Life before this, when it was just me. And that was like, were we even dating? No, yeah, we were dating.
Yeah, we had started dating. I want to say it was like early though, because I think it was in October.
Your leg is like shaking. Are you nervous or are you?
No, I'm really not. I think they just weren't relaxed. They were like,
well, it's just, I noticed that though. Sometimes you'll be sitting and it's like,
it's always flopping. But
he's flopping all the time.
Yeah, I think it was in October. So we were just
little, and we were such little babies then.
Yeah, and it really wasn't about us. It was more so I'm gonna tilt this way so I'm like facing the camera more. It looks a little.
Because you don't want to look at me.
No, I want to look at you. But
you heard it here first.
I want to look at the people too.
Ryan doesn't like to look at his girlfriend. He likes to look at himself in the viewfinder of the camera.
It is cool to see.
I sound so sassy right now. I'm so sorry. Listen, I'm not always like this. Sometimes I am.
Yeah. It just comes sometimes. It's all right.
And it just so happened that my attitude
podcast day
wanted to pop out on the first ever.
It's good because that's life.
Because, bam. Good job. Anyways, if you want to learn all about Ryan and his story, you can go listen to, I think it's just called A Conversation with Ryan Luckett.
Yeah, I think it is. Something to do with Ryan Luckett. I know that.
Yeah. But you can hear all about his testimony.
Death to life, something like that, maybe.
Yeah, I think you talked about everything, didn't you?
I just went through kind of like my...
How you found Jesus.
Yeah, how I found Jesus, like what I was like before, what my childhood to, honestly, like all the way through looked like.
So you came out of childhood?
I came out of
childhood. Because that hasn't happened yet. But don't.
Oh, it's so funny. So
laugh track.
No, okay. Because you're going to need it. As always.
Okay, so someone else is a little bit sassy today, too, and that's fine. It's okay, because you know what? Love you, bro. This guy, am I right?
What have we been doing? Let's.
So.
What's going on?
We've been dating.
No. I meant like.
We've been dating for 6 months. Wait, actually, what's today?
You went. I was literally just thinking about this weekend. But we can.
Well, this is the first intro of us, though. Like, some people have never even. They haven't even seen your face.
Yeah, you're right. I have no hair anymore.
Show them the hairline.
The hairline is good. She hates on the hairline. It's just the hair is just over the place. My hairline's still intact.
Oh, Rhino.
But the hair is, it was a buzz cut, and now it's just awkward because I'm, you know, wanting to grow it back out. And
he had this beautiful flow. It was like luscious brown locks that like flowed in the wind. Flew in the wind. Floated? Flewed? They flew in the wind. And then one day he said, well, okay, it was really long.
Yeah.
Like it was like long.
Yeah. It was extremely long.
And then he was like, I'm going to buzz it. So then I buzzed it, and it was like that like trendy buzz cut.
Yeah, it looked good.
I thought it looked really good.
I was so, I shouldn't have said that.
What?
It looked good.
No, it did look good. I know. And it still looks good, but it's just, it's like,
oh, it doesn't short. Look, it doesn't look good anymore, folks.
It's not short enough to be considered like short hair, but it's not long enough to be considered long. It's and like it, in a weird
yeah,
face.
And it's all one length, which really
so
hurts.
So he always wears hats.
Always.
And this is exposing Ryan Luckett's hair.
Yeah. Which I'm not like afraid of it, but it just looks bad.
Afraid of it?
Like,
it doesn't look bad. It doesn't look the best it's looked. But it doesn't
look a good way to put it.
Bad.
Yeah.
But at least you have hair. And that's, I'm not saying that to be like,
but no, that's a good
but
point.
Like, I mean, gotta look on the right side of things.
Yeah. So whenever she says my hairline, I just want to, let's just get that out of the way. My hairline is still intact.
No, he has.
Shout out to my dad. He has great hair.
Shout out to my barber. Isn't that a...
Shout out to the barber.
Isn't that a meme?
I don't know. It could be now. Shout out to the barber.
Okay. Well. Oh. So we also, for those of you that aren't viewing, we have beach playlist going on in the background of our video. And right now there's an ad.
Yeah. TikTok ad.
So we're low on the budget here. So we're just working with what we've got. Anyways. So yeah, we've been dating for 6 months. A little over 6 months. We've known each other for like, I don't know, seven,
yeah.
And now we have a podcast together. So take what we say with as much validity as you want. But I'd like to think we're somewhat smart together.
Yeah. That's the thing is like, I feel like whenever you're listening to like a podcast or something, you can always think, especially when it's not like someone you look up to or something, or like somebody like with like, I would say like in a pastor's position, you're like, oh, they have it all figured out because they're talking about it. We don't have it all figured out, but like.
Which is literally the heart and soul of this podcast. When I like first started, it was like, that's literally the point, is to talk about what I don't know about.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's just like two people in that. And I think it's also just like with phases of life, like, I don't know. I'm just in like I'm not living really an independent life. Like, we're not married, but we do lots of things together. We're in community all the time. Like, I don't really navigate things solo.
Right.
And I think that's something I came to learn and even talked about in the podcast, is like how much I thought I had to figure it out on my own, and how the Lord has revealed like community and the people he brings into your life, or like allows into your life, that you have the opportunity to like choose whether you want to invest in them or not. Like, that's how you're gonna see what I think like the most growth.
Right.
And I feel like I've grown the most. I've said this like even with like girls that I'll talk to about like, you know, I want to like stay single or be into, every time you open that Sprite thing, it sounds like you're farting.
I'm not farting. I'm trying to open up my Sprite Zero.
Just go ahead. Give it a crack.
But the thing is that it's...
We live life on the wild side here.
All right. Oh, you're right.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. But I feel like I've grown more in my independence of who I am dating Ryan than I have like without, because I feel like when you date someone, and I mean, I can't even imagine what it's like when you're married, but when you date someone, it exposes so much more about who you are, because like if it's just me, I can kind of like hide my insecurities down, or like,
and you might just not even know.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you're like sharing who you are with someone else on an intimate level, it like reveals that.
That's good. Ooh. Yeah,
thanks,
that is very good. Yeah, and what, back to kind of what I was saying too, like don't take what we say, like whenever we're talking about relationships today, spoiler, I'm sure it'll be on
but there. This isn't a relationship podcast,
right?
This is a Christian podcast. This is for the Lord. But, which relationships can be, but go ahead.
Yeah, but like,
well, they should
the be. Things that we're talking about and how we want to be and what we want to do in relationships, we don't have it all figured out, but we miss the mark all the time, but we want to talk about it and, you know, give best practices, or, you know, give, you know, what we've learned or seen or heard,
or have questions about still and talk through it together.
Exactly. Because I think it's easy to just be like, oh, they have it all figured out because they're talking about it. No, but we're doing it in a way that just tries to honor the Lord and, you know, just basically seeking his face in all of it.
Yeah, it's like honestly the opposite. It's like we're talking about it because we don't know.
Exactly. And but we also want to help in any way we can whenever we are talking about it. Like,
yeah,
it might strike a nerve or give a light bulb to somebody whenever we speak on something that, you know, might pertain to, you know, your situation or something.
Well, I mean, even look at like a toddler, like our little kids. Like I serve in kids ministry at church, and I learn more from those kindergartners than I do sometimes from like my professors at school. And it just because they don't have the knowledge doesn't mean they're not teaching me things, right? Like you look at a kindergartner and you look at a college professor and you're like mentally like the like book knowledge or the whatever scholarly knowledge, like that is drastically different. But I can learn just as much from each age and each phase of life. Anyways, that's the heart and soul of why we're doing this. Now you know. Time for a little life update of where we're at currently right now. I had a question that I thought about while we were at lunch after church. We're filming on a Sunday.
It. Yeah, it's Sunday, March 10th.
And I...
So, whenever you're listening, welcome.
Welcome. And I wrote this down on my notes page because I didn't want to forget it, but now I don't even need it because I remembered it right now. You were talking about a pizza taco with Josh. And how, like, yeah, you could make a pizza into a taco. And so my question for you, which this isn't even, like, an update. This is just, like, a thing that I was thinking about.
Wait, can I guess what you're going to ask?
Yeah.
Does it have to do with something being a sandwich?
No.
Oh.
Were okay. You going to ask me that?
No. What was I going to ask you that?
Well, I mean, it could be a sandwich.
I thought you were going to do the game of, like, is a taco a sandwich or, like, something like that.
Oh, no. A taco? I think a taco is its own category.
Yeah.
Because it's like a tortilla. So technically, it would be a wrap because you make wraps with tortillas.
It's
but
way
you could
more
also.
Of a wrap than a sandwich.
But you could do a quesadilla with tortillas and that could be a sandwich then. I think a taco is its own category.
Yeah, we'll leave that up for them.
But my question was if you could take like a food, like a burger or a hot dog or a parfait or an omelet or something, like way across the board. But if you could take that and make that into another one of those foods in that category, like how would you do it and what would you choose? Like you were talking about making a pizza, a taco. So like what would you choose to like change and shift to make your things? Does that make sense?
So like taking cereal and making it into like a sandwich?
I mean, yeah, but that would be a really tricky one to do.
Well, then I don't get what you're asking.
Like... You made a pizza into a taco. I'm saying like you have two things. Like what two things would you choose to make into the
thing? That would be good.
Yeah. Like I would do
you know,
breakfast taco and make like the shell of a pancake.
I was just about to say breakfast pizza.
No, you were not.
Yeah.
And what would you do?
I would do like the crust of a pizza.
Would be the pancake.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to go
you
pancake
were
direction.
The... Oh.
Have you ever heard of Casey's General Store?
In fact, I have.
So they do breakfast pizza, which I would, no disrespect to Casey's, but.
Sorry, Casey.
It's.
He's disrespecting you.
Yeah. it's not the best, and I've had it, and it's not great. I mean, it gets the job done, whatever. But I would do, like, a really quality, like, I have a pizza crust, but then I would do, like, egg.
But then you're tiptoeing. I'm saying you have to fully transition.
Oh, well, then, yeah. You have
to use everything breakfast, but make it pizza.
I would do a McGriddle turned into a pizza.
Explain.
So the breading would be the McGriddle, the pancake bread.
Okay.
And then sausage, egg, and cheese on top. And maybe even add a little sprinkle of bacon.
And then drizzle
of maple syrup. Yes.
I would be down with that if it wasn't McDonald's and it was like all from Whole Foods. Then I would be okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair.
Well, okay. But mine would be a breakfast taco and I would use the pancake as the shell. Load it with some eggs. Cut up some chicken sausage. Little pieces. Put it on there. Glad maple you syrup. Clarified that. Crunch. Bite. Num, num, num. Delicious.
A little avocado. Maybe.
Berries on the side. Yeah, maybe a little avo.
Mm.
But avocado and maple syrup, I don't know. That would be very good together.
What if you went avocado? Oh, no, man. Yeah, you're right. That sounds good. No, yeah. No avocado on like a pancake.
Or you could do like a savory one and a sweet one. But see, it's so versatile.
Yeah.
That I think I would win here. If someone was choosing between a McGriddle pizza and a pancake taco, like, come on.
I actually would love to hear what people think about that because...
Let us know in the... Can't you, like, say stuff on Apple or Spotify?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, however that works, do that.
Yeah, because...
Yeah.
The McGriddle pizza, I'm telling you what, I already know two people that would give me my votes.
Brant and Trent.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have all of the for lifers that would give me their vote, maybe, if they're hoping, hashtag loyal.
I'm hoping that.
Okay.
Is that the loyal sign? We'll see.
No, that's hashtag.
Oh.
Is that the loyal sign? Boy, there ain't no loyal sign. Okay, your turn. What's a update?
In my life?
Yeah.
That
wasn't really my update, but it was just interesting.
Yeah, that...
They already know too much about me. They don't know as much about you.
I just had my birthday, not to make this completely about me, but,
he is, drum roll, say your age.
25. That's old.
Dang, you are old. I see gray hairs already.
Yeah, right.
Nostril hairs are already growing out of your nostrils.
yeah, just working, you know, doing the thing.
We're going to the beach in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we are.
But that's not for his birthday.
No. My dad, mom came up and surprised me. And then some of my cousins, my aunt and uncle, Abby set up this big day last Saturday and surprised me with all my fam. And we got coffee, lunch, dinner, threw some axes.
We threw axes and we were awesome.
Yeah. There's another A word that I was thinking, but awful.
Oh.
Look at you. Y'all know where her head went. My goodness.
What are you? I just couldn't think of any bad word that started with an A.
I thought you were thinking of booty, but with an A.
Well, geez, look where his head went. Oh, my goodness. How does that make you feel? See?
Yeah.
And this is a lesson on always have revenge ready and prepared in your relationship to serve to the other person. Thank you. And that's life. Goodbye. That was sarcasm. Anyways, yeah. And then yesterday we had like a friend celebration for Ryan's birthday and we went to the escape room and we escaped with 9 seconds left, which one of our friends thought that the person like added some more seconds. I have to cough. So you keep the conversation rolling. I have to cough.
So the way I don't know if any of you all have been in an escape room, I'm sure. But so we had like 8 people and like 5 of the guys were in one room. 3 of the girls were in the other room. And we had like walkie talkies.
It's 7.
Oh, yeah. It was 4 and 3. Oh, yeah. 4 and 3.
We had 5 guys, though. No, we didn't.
No, it was 8 then.
Colin, Josh, you, Cam.
Dawson.
Dawson. We had 8? I didn't even know that.
So we had 5 and 3.
Oh, it's because the group chat was 7 because you weren't in the group chat.
And
because it was a surprise.
You just basically had to talk through like all these, you guys know the escape room, talk through and figure it out, which I'm probably the worst escape room person ever. Like, I just walk around and just, like, if I see something, I'm just like, oh, it's a key.
I didn't really hear you speak much now that I think about it.
Yeah, I don't, like, think like that. So I just, like, I saw a key and I'm like, okay, I can open that. But other than that, I'm really not there, just maybe to boost team morale.
Well, I didn't think I was either.
But we get to the end. So eventually we get to the middle and we've used all of our three hints and we didn't want to use another hint. I think we didn't go to fourth hint, did we?
I don't think so.
But we were like basically given up. We had heard there was only 90 seconds left and we had to get this three number code out of a box. And Abby had this, whatever that
thing
said.
There was like a little piece of paper and it had like a bunch of clues on it. And I was like, yeah, try this code.
Clues, that's
blah,
what
blah, 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 blah. And then Dawson went, it worked. And I was like, hey. And then we found the key to the door. And I was like, oh, shoot. Like, yeah, we actually did it. And Savannah grabs the key and, like, sprints to the door. Like, her jumpsuit was, like, flowing in between all the different rooms. It was funny.
It was
but
funny.
I was fully prepared to, like, sit back and be like, yeah, my brain's dead. Like, I'm just here for a good time. And I was, like, actually really into it.
Yeah. And it may have just been that one, because I've done another one, like a prison one in Nashville, where I was like, kind of felt like I was really helping.
Well, I feel like when you're in like Nashville, you feel like you're like, it's more of a special occasion. Like this was just in Bowling Green. So it's like, it's just a fun activity. Like you weren't as alert.
There were less people too in Nashville. So it was like, I actually felt like I had to, but like we had so many guys, I was just like, y'all got it. I'm just going to enjoy this.
Anyways. But yeah, now all the surprises are done.
Surprises are done.
His final surprise was a Reese cup ice cream cake. And then I said, my work here is done. I've been surprising you for a couple weeks now and I am maxed out. So
she's trying to put some LBs on me.
No. Ryan's been running. So trying to get you to carb up with the dairy. Cause that's how that works.
I run quite a bit, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a runner, but I get a decent amount of cardio in a week.
Yeah. With basketball.
Not a million miles like Abby, but
I love running. Marathon training's going good for me. And that's all that there is to say about that, except I have this nasty, my throat is hurting. So who knows what the next week's going to look like, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And we're just taking it easy.
Here's the thing, is Abby
expose me. Go ahead.
Refuses to take medicine. Like, I had some cold and flu, and it literally says non-drowsy, and I show it to her. She goes, I'll get tired. It's like, it literally...
I don't like medicine. I want a holistic approach.
And then I go, okay. She was like, I'll do it after I'm done with this setup. And I was like, oh, okay. And I set it down. And she like sits down for the podcast, and I was like, oh, you want to take some medicine right now? She's like, I just really know. I was like...
I ran out of excuses.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go put that up.
I just like... You know, if Jesus didn't take it, then, like, I just feel like I shouldn't. Like, he probably had beans and, like, legumes and lentils.
Well, Jesus never use a phone.
Jesus...
Didn't use a car.
But Jesus spoke to people. I speak to people on the phone. Period.
So you should only use the phone to speak to people?
Yeah, that's what I do.
No.
And I watch YouTube. And that's it. And play games sometimes. And... Look at Crumble videos.
Crumble. We've got a big review coming tomorrow.
We have a huge review. I'm excited to figure out the flavors. Okay, anyways, enough of this. We're going to get into a prayer, and then we're going to answer some anonymous relationship questions that I put out a little while back ago and in this like little app, and it asks the questions from people that listen to the podcast, but they're anonymous, so we don't know who asked them. And we'll dive into some of those together. But I just like to open up in a prayer, get rooted in the spirit, and invite him into the conversation. So in hopes that it's not our words, but his that we're talking about and sharing. So with that, I'll pray for us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the first of many podcasts with Ryan. And I pray that you fill our minds and our souls with the knowledge and wisdom that comes from you and only you, Lord. Root us in your word and our responses, and help us not seek anything for personal gain in this conversation, but for just you and your spirit and sharing that. And I pray for the listener that they receive your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So Do you have the questions, or should I read the, or should we go back and forth? Because we both have the questions, but there a bunch of them, they were just like all relationships, and so we're basically just going to be talking like just a ton about relationships. Yeah, you ask.
We'll just start with the first one and just go kind of just
rapid fire.
How do you balance friendships while balancing your relationship with your boyfriend and girlfriend?
How do you, I feel like you're better at answering this than I am. Maybe you should go first.
I mean, balance friendships while balancing your relationship with your boyfriend and girlfriend. I mean, I think that I don't even really know where to start other than like, first off, you're not married, so there's not like that boundary set where you're like, hey, is it okay if I can go hang out with someone? I mean, I guess you don't do that in marriage either, but it's not like you're not responsible for somebody else. In that way.
I guess we just need to answer this like with how I take it. It's like I come from a background of dating, as the podcast knows my dating history at this point. I've dated lots of men, and I feel like a common theme that I've even talked about with you is like the thought that like I can't have close friendships and also have a relationship. Like it's always been like, well, why are you going to go hang out with your friends? Like we could use that time to hang out together. Mm. And I feel like that's definitely not balance. But then on the other side, like I struggle a lot with, which I've done this even with Ryan and realized like, it's not a downfall to be like, no, I'm going to go take this time and like hang out with Ryan instead of having another night with the girls. You know, like I was talking to my professor and, you know, he was like, oh, are you making this decision because of that boy? And it was just kind of like, I feel like in this world today, it's like making decisions based, like making decisions out of thinking of someone else in your relationship is like looked at as a bad thing, especially for women. Cause it's like independent women, like be your own girl. Like we don't need men. And it's like, but I want a relationship and we're dating for marriage. Like we're not just like doing this just to like do it and like have fun and whatever. And so it's like, yeah, I'm going to prioritize that and prioritize you so we can see if we want to like plan a future together and like actually do things together. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's good.
So I feel like that kind of can motivate finding a balance too.
And I would just say like date in community. Like you want, whenever you're hanging out with your boyfriend or girlfriend, you want to be around your friends because they're going to be the most honest with you on how that other person is and how your boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, say like, you see this all the time. It's like your friends are telling you like, you need to break up with him. You need to break up with him. And the girl or the guy's like, no, like you don't know her that well, or you don't know him well enough.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like you're just blind to it because, you know, you're in love with them. And so I think it's so important to date in community in that way, because then you get, you know, confirmation from your friends that, you know, you are dating somebody that has character qualities that you want to pursue in a relationship.
I think the balance really is very personal on like who you are, but for me, like tactically, what I try to do is just think like, who do I see the Lord highlighting in my life and how can I invest in them?
Yeah, like...
And like, just make it simple. I feel like it's very easy to overthink it.
Whenever I first read that, I was like, I didn't really understand the question because I was like, well, like, what do you mean by that? But now that I think about it, it's like, date in community and your friends should know about your boyfriend and girlfriend and know, you know, who that person is because they will be most honest with you.
But I also take that question as like, I feel like this is a girl asking this being like,
I hang out
with my boyfriend every single day.
I was and taking like, it I want to have too, friends at first. Yeah.
And so it's like prioritize your friends and prioritize your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, but I would just ask the Lord to highlight the people in your life who he wants you to invest in and spend more time with.
Yeah.
Because that's been my prayer on my heart and he's answered. So yeah, that's, I guess, where you'll leave that. The next question that I really liked, how do you keep Christ centered in your relationship? Mm. Which I feel like in dating is different than in marriage, mm-hmm. obviously. Well, I mean, okay, the obvious one is in marriage, you're having sex, which is like created by the Lord, like whatever. But I mean, how do you keep Christ centered in that? I guess in dating, it's abstaining from that.
Yeah, I mean.
I think that's not the only thing, but that's like, I feel like that's the major difference in marriage and in dating. Like one of the major differences that comes to my brain is just that.
Yeah, but I mean, just keeping Christ at the center can be a lot more smaller obediences too, I feel like.
Yeah, I just think really big picture a lot. You're very good at thinking very simple.
Well, in this sense, I'm sure it's somebody that's, you know, in high school or in college thinking like, how can I keep Jesus at the forefront of a relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Here's the ticket. Are you ready for this? I think within the first 5 minutes, if you don't know if they're a believer or not, then that's not.
But they're saying, how do you keep Christ centered in your relationship? So they're already in a relationship.
Okay. So you're already in a relationship. Christ is not me being like, I like this question and not even understanding the question. how do you keep
it? Is a great question though.
I think things that we do,
do a whole podcast on this.
Yeah. But I think we've been navigating how to pray together, which is hard because we're reading a book on it. What's the book called?
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not. And it's talking to like all about how prayer is actually a really intimate thing. And so like you don't want to pray with the intention of trying to like not like seduce the other person, but like make seem better.
Yeah.
And, like,
and here's the thing too, in a way to keep Christ centered in your relationship is you have your relationship with Jesus, just like in marriage, but it's a little different because you become one. But whenever you're boyfriend and girlfriend, you both have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, no matter what. And that is never to become, he's reading the Bible with me and that's the only time he reads the Bible.
He's begging them to go to church.
Yeah, he's going to get in a small group eventually, or he's going to come to our young adult night eventually. Like, I'm not saying like, yeah, exactly. And it's really about keeping your relationship with Jesus first, and in the rest will take care of it. Like if you just simplify it in that way, like if you were single and you were pursuing Jesus with all your heart, that's what it should look like. Mm. For the both of you, because dating is a made up thing,
right? It's not boy meets girl, they start dating and then start praying that the Lord would bless it,
right?
And they chase the Lord together. It is girl chases the Lord, boy chases the Lord, and then they both Ryan's throat be going crazy.
It do be going crazy.
Girl chases the Lord, boy chases the Lord. They start dating, and if it lines up to where they then become one and they get married, then together they pursue the Lord. But in that dating, do Christ-centered, Christ, like faith-based things, and everything that I do and everything in this world, Christ is at the center of it, plain and simple. So dating, Christ is at the center of it. The job that I go to, Christ is at the center of it. Sitting at the lunch table on my break from work, Christ is at the center of it. Now, no, I'm not sitting here being like, oh, wait, I can't talk to you right now. I'm going to go talk to the Heavenly Father. No, I actually can't do that either because I'm going to go do... Blah, blah, blah. I mean, community is ministry just as much as reading your Bible is speaking to you through the... I mean, it's all rooted in the Lord. And so my answer would be to keep Christ at the center of your relationship is to do everything based in him.
Yeah. Seek first his kingdom and righteousness.
Yeah.
It could be that simple. It's just like your walk with Jesus is your walk with Jesus. And it'll stay at the forefront if you keep it at that and keep pursuing that before anything else.
Yeah.
You want to thoughts on dating apps?
I don't have anything wrong with them. I don't know. You?
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong. I think the one thing is that profiles lie, just like Instagram does. So,
you just have to be careful how you represent yourself. It's very much looks based. It's very much
yeah.
Which I hate saying like Hinge seems better than Tinder, but like it just does for some reason.
Dang, we're not gonna get a Tinder ad now. We're not getting a Tinder sponsorship.
Not sponsored, but I don't know. Like Tinder is literally just swipe left or swipe right. Hinge is like what this person likes, what this person doesn't like. I don't know. Maybe yeah,
I would. I think the biggest thing is we don't need to spend a lot of time on this one. Just like bios lie. Whatever they say in their little caption, I don't know how it works, but those things lie. So like get to know that person before.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, like this might sound a little crazy, but check references. Like before you go out on a date with somebody on Hinge, maybe like look them up, see who their friends are and ask about them, because you ain't trying to go on a date with no craziness.
Where y'all draw the line for physical boundaries? This is one of my favorite topics.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just...
Where is yours?
I explained this. I don't know if I've explained this like this before on the podcast. I probably have. But I think it's very easy to like sit and say, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. But I'm going to see how close to the line I can get without actually sinning. So I like the frog explanation. I'll live and breathe the frog explanation. When you go to cook a frog... You're not going to put the frog and throw him in boiling water because the frog's going to jump out. It knows it's dangerous. It knows it doesn't. It's going to get killed. It knows it's hot and it's going to hurt it. So it's going to jump out and not be a part of that. How you properly cook a frog is you put the water in the pot. You don't turn the stove on yet and you put the frog in the pot. After the frog is in the pot, you slowly turn up the heat little by little so the frog gets adjusted to it. It becomes comfortable with it until ultimately then... The water's boiling, the frog is dead without even realizing that it's dead. How does this relate to the question being asked? It's very easy for me to say, well, I'm not going to have sex. Like, I know I don't want to have sex. But maybe like a hand here or a placement there of a body part or, oh, we'll just like lay in bed together, but we're not going to like sleep together. Or, yeah, we can do this with the lights off until like feelings... Basing anything on feelings is dangerous because, like, feelings can overtake and oversweep until you had sex, basically, and then you just, like, don't realize it. So where do we physically draw the boundaries? Like, those physical boundaries is, like, Jonathan Bakluta said it best of, like, if the body starts preparing itself to have sex, that's not something that we partake in.
Right. Yeah.
So like I'm going to hold his hand. Like I don't hold his hand and I'm not like, "Oh my gosh," like I hold his hand and I'm like, "This is sweet."
Yeah.
But like clothes are on, like everything's on, lights are on, like yeah.
Yeah. I in 1 Corinthians it says flee from sexual immorality, and I'll just stop there. It goes on to say some more, but it says flee from sexual immorality because it doesn't say to oh, you can get this far. Like, is that Paul in 1 Corinthians? Is telling us to
run away from the line of sin. Don't see how close you can get.
Yeah, because I feel like if once you're trying to get as close as you can get, you've already kind of lost that battle.
Yeah.
So I think that's the point. And I feel like in guys, and I think Ben Stewart says this. I can't remember. It might be Ben Stewart, somebody. I don't know. The one way a guy can lead in a dating relationship is that they can lead in purity. Point blank period.
Point blank period.
You lead in purity. So I think that like people will ask like, oh, well, how can I lead in a dating relationship? Is are you like, it's a little different if you like, oh, I kissed you on accident, like, because we were in that moment and it was just happening. They're like, oh, I apologize. Like, I didn't mean to step that over. But it's another thing. It's like they're trying to get a girl alone all the time and things keep happening all the time. That's whenever it's like you're not leading in purity. You're leading in sin.
So the next question is, 21 and have never been in a relationship or even been kissed. Really struggling with insecurity and sadness related to this. Any advice? Because I'm 21 currently. And I honestly, I just think of, we keep quoting Jonathan Bakluta, but remember that story he always tells of the girl who like has lived her life very pure, and Jonathan Bakluda had lived his life kind of like doing all of the like quote unquote like sinful things like drugs, sex, alcohol, like all that. And he looked at this girl and he was like,
I've gotten away with all of this sin and I had so much fun, and you've done nothing,
and we're in the same place.
We're all going to heaven together.
And she looked at him and she was like, well, I've had a lot more fun and a lot less
scars.
I've had a lot more fun and a lot less scars. And I just think that, like, I sympathize you specifically in this way of not in a relationship aspect, but in a way of like, I've never really stepped out of my box of like, I know I don't want to drink. I know I don't want to partake in drugs. I know I don't want to have sex. Like all the like, quote unquote, like biblical sins that you shouldn't do. Like, I struggle with the temptation of like, I've never done that. I have no idea what that's like. And that's really hard. And I'm very proud of those decisions that I've made, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it is hard. And like, everyone can sit here and say like, oh yeah, but like, it's just so awful. And you like, oh, that's so awesome that you like haven't gotten into that. Just as someone can come to you and be like, oh, but it's so awesome that you don't have to have like all this heartbreak and all this blah, 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 blah. And like, you haven't had to go through all these relationships that like will tear you down and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no one understands the feeling of never experiencing something. And it's just painful. And so I'm here to sympathize with you and sit with you in that and be like, I'm here to hurt with you and not to give you a pep talk on how to make it feel better, because that's so real and valid. But in the same breath, advice on how to deal with the insecurity and the sadness through it is to take a minute and think about how your downfall is so victorious in the fact that like, you have been able to go into your adult life so pure, untouched, clean, and have had a lot less scars. You know? Because like, even now, like, my past hurt of relationships has carried into this beautiful one that's not perfect by any means, but like, I'm still trying to break old habits that have been implemented into me from past relationships, because I've brought that baggage with me because I've been through that. And so for someone being able to like go into a new relationship with that pure mind and pure heart is such a beautiful thing, and has the power to be a foundation for a beautiful connection with someone, as long as it's Christ-centered and faith-based, starting at that. I don't know. What do you think?
That's good. Is it? So I always get these mixed up. Sympathy and empathy.
Empathy is putting yourself in someone else's shoes. Sympathy is feeling for someone, like an outsider feeling for you.
So I can't put myself in your shoes. And, you know, sitting here today at 25 years old, I wish I could.
Ouch.
Well,
Wish you never dated anyone being 25 years old now?
No, I'm just saying, like, as far as her purity goes, or his purity goes.
Oh, okay, I know what you mean. I was like, dang, okay, I'm your girlfriend.
I would just say, way more than I wanted to in a dating relationship, as far as just, you know, stepping over boundaries. And, you know, culture would say to you that, you know, maybe, oh, you're weird, or you're less than, or you haven't kissed somebody. Like, are you serious? You're 21 years old. But, you know, Jesus says the complete opposite. Like, you aren't second best to him because you haven't kissed a boy yet. And I feel like Abby can relate to this on a little bit, because, you know, you have kept your purity in that. But yeah, I would just say that culture would tell you that you should have already experienced that, but God says, you know, differently about you. And I can't promise you that, like, oh, you're going to get married. You know, you can't like promise that to somebody, but I can tell you that if marriage does come, you will be so much happier that you waited for that than if you just, you know, took a shortcut.
Yeah.
Because it's better to be single and alone than in a bad relationship or a bad marriage.
Well, and even in a good relationship and a good marriage, that doesn't heal loneliness. You can feel just as alone, if not more alone, in a relationship. Like, getting to a point where you're dating someone isn't going to cure that loneliness eternally. It might be like a temporary band-aid, but the only thing that's going to fill that void is the Lord. And so my encouragement to you would be, which, again, I'm so sorry if this is all you're receiving, but it's because it's the truth. It's like, turn to the Lord, like run to the Lord. And I have a lot of friends who it's like, yeah, I know, but it still stinks. Like, it just still stinks. And I'm like, yeah, it does. And I'm here for you. And there is someone, even though we don't know specifically who you are, that wants to sit with you in that and sympathize with you in that.
That's good.
Thanks, boss.
You're welcome, boss.
Thank you. Okay. What else should we do? What else should we do? Also, I had that same question, but with a 22-year-old as well. So maybe y'all could talk about that, be friends. Yeah. That was the one that you're just reading.
Yeah.
What do you do if your boyfriend wears pearl necklaces?
All right, Brant.
Was that Brant?
Had to have been.
There's no way. Ryan, when we first met. What does that say? I'm scared that our camera's going to die.
Is it not charging?
I don't know, because look, the little thingy has turned yellow now.
But it says it's charging on the right side of it.
I know, but look, the screen's going dark. It's going battery saving mode.
Well, that's good.
No, that means it's going to die. That means it's getting less and less and less and less.
Oh.
Do you think we should stop?
And that's the end of the podcast.
Well, it is 46 minutes.
Okay.
Should we stop, let it charge, and then come back to it?
I guess you could edit this part out.
Yeah.
So, like, we could just answer one more question and then wrap up.
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. Edit this part out. Edit this part out. What should we close on?
Yeah, it's, I want to be pursued by a guy, but is
okay,
it...
Okay, wait, start over. And action.
I want to be pursued by a guy, but
wait,
is it...
Wait, start over one more time and read it into the microphone.
I want to be pursued by a guy, stop. But is it okay for me to just ask someone out to get to know them?
Let me answer this in two parts. You want to be pursued by a guy. Okay. But is it okay for me to ask them out? Is it okay? Yeah, sure. But if your priority and your goal is to be pursued by a guy, you initiating asking him out is not going to give you what you want in my eyes. Because if you want someone to pursue you, but you're already starting the relationship, you pursuing him, then what makes him think that that's not going to be how things go?
I want to be pursued by a guy, but is it okay for me to just ask someone out to get to know them? Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, the way I see it is like, if you want to be pursued by a guy, he may just be super clueless. And like, I feel like this happens a lot, especially in like high school or even college relationships. Like, the girl is already picking out like baby names and the guy is like, oh, we're just friends. We've just been hanging out.
Girls, you know? Think long term, I feel like, and boys think.
And I shouldn't just like sexualize that. Like, I feel like that could be flipped.
That's very much stereotype. We're generalizing that. But for questions like this that are anonymous, you kind of have to.
But I think it's okay. I would, if you want to be pursued, I wouldn't be like, hey, you want to go out on a date? I would just be like, you know, hey, I'd love to hang out and just like kind of see where it goes from there. Because if they're not going to, you know.
Well, that's the thing I feel like, and I'm not a guy, but correct me if I'm wrong, but like, y'all just want the confidence to be able to do it because it's scary to ask a girl out. But if I were to come to you and be like, hey, like, I'm kind of interested in hanging out with you like one-on-one, if you were to like ask me, I would say yes.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like really forward.
You don't even have to say one-on-one. You could just be like, hey, I'd love to hang out sometime.
Yeah, I don't mean like verbatim say that, but it's that idea.
No, like, yeah, like I was more than okay.
Even make it more flirty or like whatever.
Yeah, I was 100% okay with hanging out with Abby, and then I had to ask her out on a date.
On a text message.
Yeah, not great.
Not great.
But I had the courage.
This was Ryan. We were driving back in the car, and I was driving because, I don't know.
You drove all the time at that point.
Yeah, at that point. And he was just sitting there, and we, like, turned to go pull into where, like, his apartment is. And he looked at me dead in the eyes and grabbed his seatbelt. And usually we would, like, sit in the parking space and, like, talk for a little bit. He already had his hand on, like, the seatbelt, and then we pull in right in front, and I, like, sit back to, like put the car in park to, like, talk. Outie. And he was like, all right, well, see ya. And
then have just, fun. Like, have fun at your concert.
I was like, what the heck? And then 2 minutes later, he texted me. Because then you left, and I was like, well, dang, I guess that's over with. And then he texted me and was like, want to go on a date? I got scared.
Yeah, I was like, I got nervous. Can we go on a date?
And then if you want to hear how the rest of the story went, you can go listen to our previous podcast that we had together, because we talked about that a lot. But yeah, I would say, I mean, even if you did ask the guy on the date and you want to be pursued, I'm not saying that he won't pursue you, but I'm saying it's easy to settle and to date potential and to date the idea of someone and settle into, like, yeah, I did ask him on a date, but, like, I still want to see if he pursues me, and then fall into the trap of, like, okay, well, maybe after this next date he will. Maybe after this next date he will, until finally he's just not, but you're in a relationship and you don't want to get out of it.
Yeah. Best pieces of advice I've ever been given in speaking to relationships is find the godliest person you know and ask them out.
That was Jonathan Bakluta as well. This is just a Jonathan Bakluta podcast. We love you, JP.
Yeah, so maybe some Ben Stewart mixed in.
Yeah, and then a little sprinkle of us. A
little sprinkle of us, maybe.
That would have been such a good podcast name. Little sprinkle of us. That's kind of weird,
though. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Okay, to close out. High, low of your week. Okay. Go.
You go.
Okay. Why? Because you're thinking?
Yeah, I got to think.
My you can low just, of this week.
You can just
week,
freestyle.
My low of this week.
Oh, I know mine.
It's my sore throat and my cranky attitude today. And my high of this week, which I'm not in a cranky attitude anymore, but I just always feel bad because I feel like I drag you into it. And then my high of this week was honestly just spending time with you. I feel like.
Aww.
Yeah. I just love spending time with you. Your turn.
Low of the week was,
Well, guess he doesn't have a low.
Probably just work stuff, I'd say. Just the stress of work.
We're going to be business owners soon. Don't worry, guys.
And then, that's right. And then, right. High was definitely my birthday.
Yay!
That's the Saturday, though. So does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was part of this week.
Yeah.
That was the eighth day of this week.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. That was amazing. That was so much fun.
Which you can find out all about how that day went on the YouTube channel, because there will be a new vlog of Ryan's birthday up very, very soon.
That's right.
That's all I have. What about you?
I hope you guys have the best week ever.
I hope you guys have an even better best week ever.
Oh, the Lakers won.
Okay.
The Lakers won Friday night.
And we're losing them now.
Yeah, we are losing them. But I just wanted to let you guys know that.
Hey, we love you guys so much. Thanks for tuning into the first ever Abby Ryan That's Life. Wait, should your name go first or mine? No! Oh, well, we'll just say that okay, for those of you listening, the camera just popped off or cut off.
If you just heard Abby say no, like a zombie apocalypse just came.
This is the exclusive content you get if you listen on Spotify or Apple, yeah. Because I am not waiting. I'm not pausing this again.
The ending of the YouTube video will be abrupt.
Yeah, and it'll just stop, and then I'll just put something funny in there, and I'll be like, go subscribe on Spotify to figure out how the episode ends. Anyways, our camera just, the battery ran out. I'm going to have to work on that. Listen, at least we got majority of it filmed. That's big for me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do that on my own.
Yeah, I would say to end is just, if you're listening, leave a comment and tell us what you would want to listen to. Like, what would you want to hear us talk about?
Yeah.
We'll talk about anything.
Well, we're open books here in this household. I really have to use the bathroom.
All right. Well, that can end us there.
And with that being said, I love
Abby's
you.
Abby's got to poop.
Remember how we said we were supposed to end this? I do have to poop, though.
Yeah.
So should I say, I love you, or we love you, Jesus loves you. We love you. Jesus loves you. And that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. We love you.
Jesus loves you.
And that's life.